Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. Can I ask the name of the person that I'm speaking with?
Shirley Freeman.
Hey, Shirley, how are you doing today?
Okay.
My name is Harold, and I will be able to assist you further here. I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. And I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No.
And did you spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
When were you diagnosed?
Was diagnosed February of 2020.
How many years did you spray Roundup?
10.
10 years. Throughout those 10 years, would you say you sprayed it at least 10 separate times?
Oh, yeah, most
Yeah, you did.
definitely.
And how old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
55.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yes.
Alrighty. And now you said you were diagnosed on February 2020.
Yes.
Can I go ahead and get the property address that you sprayed it?
Yes, 2632 Snyder Ridge Road, Dallas, North Carolina. I don't remember the zip over there.
Was that a cider, Cider Ridge?
Yes.
Let me see here. And then that was Dallas, North Carolina. Alrighty, 28034 is the zip code. Okay, and have you had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin lymphoma, or was it just the one?
One.
Just the one. And do you know any neighbors or anyone else who sprayed the Roundup spray?
No, I don't.
And now, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And have you ever been diagnosed with HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C?
Nope.
Have you ever been diagnosed with an organ transplant, autoimmune disease, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
Nope.
Have you ever had diabetes, arthritis, or any other cancer?
Nope.
And is there any family history of cancer?
No.
Alrighty. And then Shirley, could you spell out your name for me?
Shirley. Last
Perfect.
name Freeman, Freeman.
Perfect. Thank you. And now could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Oh, female.
And are you married?
No.
And now what is your date of birth?
07/11/64.
And now for your social.
My social.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't like giving my social.
No worries. Could we get the last four?
7713.
All right. And then just to let you know, when you talk to the law firm, the reason they need the social is to be able to actually request medical records and things like that. And so that's something, they'll explain to you when you speak to them, okay?
Okay.
And then, how did you first learn about your connection between Roundup and the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Because of my signs and symptoms.
Signs and symptoms. Gotcha. Okay. And that was back in 2020 when you kind of, kind of connected everything. Gotcha. Okay. And then, how tall are you and how much do you weigh?
I'm 5 feet 160.
And then what is the best email address for you?
Freeman Shirley 20 at Yahoo.
And then your phone number 919-219-7422.
Yes.
And then how many times a year did you spray Roundup?
About 3 to 4 times a month during the summer months.
Gotcha. Okay. And it was typically only during the summer months, never really during like winter or anything like that.
No, because the weather is cold and, you know, you really don't care about the weed when it's cold.
Gotcha. Okay. So seasonal spray about 3 or 4 times a month. Now, did you spray Roundup 1 full year prior to you being diagnosed?
Yeah.
When did you start? When was the first time?
I don't understand the question.
When was the first time you sprayed Roundup?
I started using it February. Well, I did start using it February 2010.
2010. And then you stopped in 2020.
And sometimes the weather in the south is really funny.
While you were out there spraying, did you ever wear any protective gear, any gloves, mask, anything like that?
Gloves.
Some gloves. And did you only spray it in North Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Alrighty, and then you sprayed it about 3 times a month for about 3 months out of the year, and then you did that for about 10 years. So would it be safe to say that you were exposed roughly 90 times to the spray?
I would say probably more
A little bit more.
in 10 years.
Okay. And then your property that you did spray it, was it near a water well or was it city water?
I think it was water well. That's what I think. I'm not really sure. Because this was in a community, so
Gotcha, okay. Do you know if it was ever tested?
I don't know that.
Okay. And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
Oh no.
And then did you use concentrate or premix?
Concentrate.
And then did you go to Walmart or Home Depot or where would you go to actually buy it?
From those.
Lowe's.
Yeah.
Do you have any receipts, any extra Roundup just kind of laying around?
No.
No. And then have you ever smoked?
No, I'm not a smoker.
Alrighty. Are you currently employed?
Yeah.
Okay. And who is your current employer?
Med Ninjas.
One more time.
Med Ninjas.
Mad Ninjas. And do you have the address?
I don't.
Okay, no worries. And what is your job title here?
Speech pathologist.
And then your job it is in North Carolina, correct?
Yep.
Alrighty. And then did you lose any time from work because of any surgeries, any treatments?
Yeah.
How many months, how many years would you say? How many weeks?
I would say, I'm trying to think. I'm going to say, what you mean, the total time or each
Right.
time or what?
Right. I mean, just
Total?
total time.
I'm going to say probably about 3 months. 3, 4 months.
3 or 4 months. And then were you ever in the military?
No.
Were you ever involved in any other lawsuits?
Nope.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation?
Nope.
And then have you ever filed bankruptcy?
Nope.
And then other than any other minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Nope.
And then what was the hospital that diagnosed you?
Duke Riley Hospital.
Is that the one at the 3400 Wake Forest Road in Raleigh, North Carolina?
Yep.
Do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
DeAndra Peacock.
Thank you. And then how would you say, the lymphoma impacted your life?
Tremendously, because when you go through chemo, you lose hair, and then you're always in pain. You have to wear patches, morphine patches. I don't know whether you ever even taken morphine
Never.
before.
Never. Are you currently, are you in remission?
Yes.
That's good. Congratulations. Congratulations. Do you have the medical records that show the diagnosis, or are they at the doctor's office?
The hospital.
Okay. And then do you have a date of your first treatment for chemo?
My first treatment for chemo was March 12th.
And then what is your current property address now?
4005 Visionary Lane, Charlotte, 28262.
Okay, and we are just about finished here. Now, I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
I'll have to think about that one right now because I don't trust nobody.
Okay. Whenever you feel like there's someone you want to put down, just let me know. We can always put them down. Okay. And now I do want to just go ahead and verify this information one more time before I get this sent over to you. I want to make sure my spelling and everything is correct. And so you were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin lymphoma. That was on February 2020. You sprayed it at the 2632 Cider Ridge Road in Dallas, North Carolina, 28034. You sprayed it for about 10 years. You were between the ages of 18 and 80 at the time of your diagnosis. You did spray it on 10 separate occasions. You spell your name Shirley, last name Freeman. You are a female. Your date of birth is 7/11/1964. The last four of your social, 7713. Your email address is freemanshirley20@yahoo.com. You spray it roughly around 3 to 4 times a month for the summer seasons. You did spray it 1 full year prior to you being diagnosed. You started in 2010, stopped in 2020. You only sprayed it in North Carolina. You used the concentrated version. You're seen by Dr. Peacock. That's at the 3400 Wake Forest Road in Raleigh, North Carolina, 27609. And you're seen at the Duke Riley Hospital, campus, a campus of Duke University Hospital. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is 3400 Wake Forest Road in Raleigh.
The hospital, correct? The 3400 Wake Forest Road. Perfect,
Yeah.
perfect. And then your current property address is the 4005 Visionary Lane, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28262. Did that all sound correct to you?
That's correct.
Alrighty. Are you familiar with DocuSign, Shirley?
No, I'm not.
Okay, no worries. So what I'm sending you now is a DocuSign. It's basically online signing. And so this allows us to actually go ahead and request medical records, things like that, from the hospital on your behalf. So I just sent it over to you now. It should say Harold King, Mass Tort Strategies, DocuSign.
Yeah, I got it.
Perfect. So go ahead and open that up.
Okay.
And now it should ask you for SMS agreements. You want to agree to text messages and electronic signatures. And then once you do that, it should allow you to start, and that'll be top right in yellow.
Top right.
Correct. It should be in top right of your page. What does your page kind of look like now?
It has an envelope on it.
Does it say review documents?
No. It says security check. Security check.
And then you click the link.
Yeah, I clicked the link and then I got DocuSign and it says security check at the top.
And then that's the only thing it says. There's nothing else. Okay. Does it give you like a yes or no or?
Let's see. This says continue. Let's see. Okay. This is attorney verbiage. And I agree to use electronic signature disclosure.
Yep.
Okay. I want to read all of this. I don't
Perfect.
know what I'm signing.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm glad that you definitely want to read that. So what I'm going to do now, I sent you over, I just sent you a text that says, "Hello, Shirley. This is Harold. Harold King. Send me in your phone." So that's me. Now that's my direct line, that 949 number. And then underneath, I sent you a 909 number. Now that's for the law firm. You're working with Pulaski Law Group. They're based out of Texas. And so that'll be so how this works is once I get the documents back from you, I'll be able to send them up to the law firm. The law firm will then take a look at them, make sure everything is within their guidelines. They will then call you in about 7 business days from that 909 number and basically verify the information with you one last time. Now, after that phone call, everything goes well. They will then actually be able to get, working on your case, talking to the hospital and, pulling those medical records and everything like that. Alrighty, so that's kind of how the process would work there. But yes, take your time, read the documents. I'm here for another couple hours, so if I don't get them back, in like an hour or two, I'll just call you or text you just to see if there's anything, maybe I can clear up or anything like that. But then if I get them back, I'll
You
just be able.
probably won't get them. You probably won't get them back today because I have already started doing stuff and I know I won't get them back to you today.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. So I'll call you tomorrow, text you tomorrow when I get in the office. See if, see if you have time to look at it. And then, yeah, we'll go from there.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Of course, Shirley. You have a blessed rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.